From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. Author Russell Banks was born in Massachusetts but makes his home 6 months a year in Miami Beach. His fiction has won numerous awards and prizes over a 40-year career. He was twice a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. Our book reviewer Sally Bissell has this story about Banks' book Continental Drift.
The science of plate tectonics supports the theory of continental drift, that solid forms, our continents, travel involuntarily, converging, diverging, and forming new solid forms. Author Russell Banks employs this apt metaphor to introduce readers to a cast of unforgettable characters whose lives are on a collision course. From the first powerful paragraph, Banks informs us that things will not end well. Bob Dubois appears to be a man like many others in Catamount, New Hampshire, in 1979. He's got a wife he loves, a woman on the side, two kids, a mortgage, a rundown station wagon, and a job that doesn't pay nearly enough. If you met Bob on the street, you'd think he was a decent guy. But Bob smolders inside with an existential rage. When, how, he wonders, will he finally get the life he deserves? In a mud-and-stick shanty on the north coast of Haiti, two women and their children are nearing starvation. Their man escaped to America, where he works on a Miami golf course, and dutifully sends his money back to Haiti so that they can save for their passage to Florida. What he doesn't know is that the police chief intercepts the mail, pockets the money for himself, and that his family hasn't even got enough for a cook stove. With a hurricane bearing down on them, they are afraid and also full of rage at their helplessness. When, how, they wonder, will they get the life they deserve? Bob's brother Eddie is a high roller. He's living the good life down in Florida, where he owns and operates a chain of liquor stores. When he throws Bob a lifeline, Bob and his wife Elaine decide they have no choice but to take it, to start over somewhere new. Bob can manage the newest store in Oleander Park, and who knows, maybe he can buy in one day and take home a share of the profits. Their trailer is small and shabby. Eddie entertains at his luxurious lake house on weekends, while Bob fumes at the disparity in their circumstances. He's uncomfortable with the gun Eddie makes him keep at the store, not understanding Eddie's paranoia about robbery until it happens. After the hurricane in Haiti, Venice, her baby, and her nephew make a run for the coast. They know someone who knows someone who can get them to Miami. With nothing but rag bags stuffed with food scraps, they hand over their money and control to a fast talker who takes them as far as the Caicos Islands and tells them they're in Florida. When Venice realizes that she still has 600 more miles to travel, she sets out to earn the money the only way she knows how, with her body. Bob and Venice drift closer to each other's orbits in alternating chapters of breathtaking prose. Banks has the uncanny ability to set down on the page the most conflicting, disturbing thoughts of each male and female character with empathy and without judgment. I don't think there's another American author writing today who so perfectly captures the utter anguish of those in our midst who are living lives of quiet desperation.
The book is Continental Drift by Russell Banks. Sally Bissell is a retired Lee County librarian who also writes reviews for Library Journal.